One of the greatest issues of the 21st century are new power to redesign human nature and determine the boundaries of human life through abortion, cloning, euthanasia, eugenics, and robotics. Yesterday I mentioned that we are going to zero in on eugenics. Few people recognize that one of the consequences of the cosmogenic myth of evolution is the pseudoscience of eugenics. Eugenics hypothesized that the gene pool was being corrupted by the less fit genes of inferior people. The theory of eugenics postulated that the best human beings were not breeding as rapidly as the inferior human beings, the feeble-minded and the Jews and the blacks and so forth. So the plan was to identify individuals who were feeble-minded or had less fit genes and stop them from breeding by isolating them in institutions or through sterilization. What's ghastly about this is not only the process and the very absurd idea of politicized science, but the fact that this was embraced by people like President Theodore Roosevelt, a Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger. Eugenics research was funded through philanthropies like Carnegie and Rockefeller and carried out in prestigious universities, Stanford, Harvard, Yale, Princeton. In fact, legislation to address the problem posed by eugenics was passed in blue states ranging from New York to California, and eugenics was even backed by the National Academy of Sciences and the American Medical Association. Those who resisted eugenics were considered backward and ignorant. Conversely, the German scientists who gassed the feeble-minded were considered forward-thinking and progressive and were rewarded with grants from, as I mentioned, the Rockefeller Foundation right up to the onset of World War II. And it wasn't until the ghastly reality of eugenics reached full bloom in the genocidal mania of German death camps that it quietly vanished into the night. Indeed, after World War II, few individuals or institutions would even own up to their belief in eugenics, nor did the cultural elite ever acknowledge the obvious connection between eugenics and evolution. Well, we thought eugenics had faded into the shadowy recesses of history, but we have discovered that it has not.